say within 200 years,
mm-hmm.
not mine or your lifetime,
mm-hmm.
the wood was scarce. They couldn't heat their homes. And, of course, young people are going to court, whether it's freezing or burning up. So the parents usually furnished a bundling board so they could court in bed. And the bundling board is a board about 12 inches high. Some of them had the knot holes in them. But
now, so we were talking about, oh yes, and what do you call the a particularly thick covering that you might add to the bed in the wintertime to keep them?
Quilt.
Okay, a quilt. Okay. Are there any other names you can think of for that?
Well, we call them covers, quilts, blankets.
Uh-huh. All right. And sometimes if you had a lot of company and you didn't have enough enough beds to put everybody into, you might make a little thing on the floor.
Pallet. Pallet.
Okay. If the soil is very productive on a farm, you say that soil is very
fertile.
Okay. And what do you call around here down close to the river, the land that's down?
River bottom.
Okay. And you call a land blank land. What would you call it?
Rich.
Okay. How about a low grassy area? What would that be called?
A meadow or a swamp.
Okay. If it were low enough,
yeah.
It would be a swamp. What about out along the edge of the water here in Corpus, where there might be, it's really water, but there you can see the grasses growing up along there. What would that be called? Any particular name for that?
Well, in ours, I guess it'd be seaweed, but beach. A beach.
Okay. You may or may not be able to identify. Can you name some of the different kinds of soil you might have, depending on, you know, what area of the country you were in?
Well, there's sandy soil, and there's black waxy soil,
mm-hmm.
and there's red soil, mm-hmm. and clay soil.
Okay, that's pretty good. I think that's adequate. When the land is swampy and somebody wants to use it for cultivation or for livestock or whatever, what do you do to get the water off? What do you say?
Drain it.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you might dig to drain it?
Trench.
Okay. Now let's talk about some of the, we were talking about arroyos a while ago.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the different land formations that you might find around here, like the various little bodies of water that we have?
Well, we have lagoons.
Okay, and what is a lagoon?
A lagoon is a small body of water that, I guess it would be a branch of, say, bay water, or in some instances it would be clear water, fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually enclosed without any opening,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a lagoon,
mm-hmm.
and I guess that's most all that we have around here, except our bays.
Okay.
And channels. And channels are either caused by erosion or the elements somewhere or other, or they're artificial.
Yeah, I see. Now you were telling me about the channels. Now, when you say channel, how large are you talking about?
Well, you can have narrow channels. You can have any width. Just depends on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If
like
it's a ship channel, then it has to be wide enough so it can hold water deep enough to accommodate the size vessel that's going to use it. Or then you might have just a shallow channel. It's just nature's way of drainage. It's
mm-hmm.
a natural drainage.
Okay, how about other kinds of things that water would drain down through? There are names other than channels.